So this year, Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos comes with its unique challenges and unique halachas. But the one we're going to focus on tonight is the question of Havdalah. So we all know, usually on Motzai Shabbos, we make Havdalah. And that's a machlokas rishonim, whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan. Everyone agrees, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is min HaTorah. The Gemara talks about in the context whether women are chayav in Kiddush or not. Because the Gemara says women are chayav in Kiddush, and the Gemara asks, but why? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a time-oriented mitzvah, and time-oriented mitzvah women are exempt from. So why are women chayav? So the Gemara answers, kol sheyeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'sechira. Whoever is included in Shmira Shabbos is also included in the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. So therefore, whoever is included in keeping Shabbos, like women are, they're also chayav in the positive mitzvahs of the day. So that's the chiyuv of Kiddush. The Rambam writes that Hu adin nashim chayavis in Havdalah, that the Rambam's opinion is that women are also obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah min HaTorah. And what is the source of the Rambam? Based on Zohar Yom HaShabbos Vakoncho, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is to remember Shabbos bechnisoso uveyitziyoso, in its entrance and in its exit, in other words, its bookends. That the Kiddush and Havdalah play the same role. You talk about the uniqueness of Shabbos when it begins and when it ends. So according to the Rambam, Havdalah is a mitzvah in HaTorah. Others also hold Havdalah is a mitzvah in HaTorah, but not based on the pasuk like the Rambam learns, based on a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, something along the lines of Lahavdel ben HaKodesh Lacho. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. So my nafkamina, if they hold it's Daraisa, the shayla would be whether Nashim Achayev. According to the Rambam, women Achayev in HaTorah in Havdalah, just like the Chayiv in Kiddush. According to other Rishonim, even if you hold a Daraisa, it could be an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseisha as man grama, women could be exempt. And many other Rishonim weren't Havdalah, is only Durabanan. That's why it's a major discussion. So therefore, the Rama writes, a woman should not, if possible, a woman should hear Havdalah from a man, not make Havdalah herself, because it's a shy whether she's Chayiv. But that's a question all year round, not limited to, has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av, Shechol B'Shabbos. That's in general, it's a machlokas whether Havdalah is the right to draw button. So we know we make Havdalah Saturday night. So the question is now that we're going to make Havdalah, but tonight's Tisha B'Av. So does that play a role in our decision of how we make Havdalah? So there's an interesting shita of the Ramban. The Ramban writes that we don't make Havdalah ala kos this year. He says, well, number one, it's based on a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Vav discusses what happens Mishulo Hivdio b'motzai Shabbos. One who did not make Havdalah a Motzai Shabbos, how long do you have to make Havdalah? So one opinion of Gemara is Kol Hayom Kulo. You have the whole day, Saturday night and Sunday. Hayom Holach Achar Laila, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. You have basically the whole day Sunday. And the other opinion of the Gemara is Kol HaShabbos Kulo. What does that mean, Kol HaShabbos Kulo? So it basically means Ad Yom Revi, up until Wednesday, until Tuesday sunset. And the Ran explains is because the week is divided into two parts. The first part of the week has to do with Leah Shabbos, And starting Wednesday, that has to do with next Shabbat. That's why I believe in the Shir Shoyom, we say, L'chol Dodi. We don't have a Kalbach service Wednesday morning, but we say L'chol Dodi in the Wednesday morning Shir Shoyom. Even whether we say it or we don't, Wednesday is the beginning of the next week. So the Ramban Paskins, apparently, like the first opinion, Kol Hayom Kulo, the Chiyav Havdalah is only Kol Hayom Kulo. So, therefore, the time Havdalah, when are we going to make Havdalah? According to the Ramban, we don't make Havdalah ala Kol Saturday night because based on the Pasuk in Eicha, all Jews are like Aniyim this night. And he's referring to the Gemara in Brachas, which talks about the original institution of Havdalah was distant davening. Later on, when we become wealthy, they instituted Havdalah ala Kos. So, but now that on Tisha B'Av we're all Aniyim, so we revert back to the original din, and therefore we all have a din of Aniyim, and therefore there is no Havdalah ala Kos. So according to the Ramban, we don't make Havdalah ala Kos Saturday night, and then the time Tisha B'Av is over, it's too late. It's Sunday night, it's too late to make Havdalah, so we do not make Havdalah ala Kos that week. That's the Shita of the Ramban. There will be no Havdalah ala Kos this week. You know, we'll get into, you might agree with the Borei Moreish, etc., but he says no Havdalah ala Kos. That's one Shita in the Rishonim. Another sheet in the Rishonim is, no, you do make Havdalah Saturday night. Maybe they agree you can't make Sunday night like the Ramban, but they say you make Havdalah Saturday night. How can you make Havdalah Saturday night? Who's drinking the wine? So they say you give the wine to a katan. You give the wine to a minor. So the question is, they ask on these Rishonim, but what do you mean? The Gemara tells us in Erevin that when they're discussing on Yom Kippur to make a Shachiyano a Koshel Yayin, so the Gemara gets into the whole discussion. So they said, and part of the discussion is make the Shachiyano a Koshel Yayin to give it more chashivis, to give it more importance, and then give it to a katan to drink. So the Gemara says, bad idea. It's not good chinuch that your child's going to grow up thinking that you drink wine. You should make kiddush, you should drink wine every Yom Kippur, and therefore we don't do it. So how come when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Gemara says you can't do it yet when it comes? So how could these Rishonim suggest Tisha B'Av do it? So the Rishonim make a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av in two ways. Number one is Yom Kippur is Daraisa, and it involves a Chi of Kari, so we're always more strict when it comes to Yom Kippur. And secondly, by Yom Kippur, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it every year. So therefore, we're more concerned something's going to happen because you're going to get used to doing it. If you're going to do it every year, you're going to get used to it. However, by a Tisha B'Av Shachol B'Shabbos, it only happens once in a while. So if it only happens once in a while, so we don't have to worry about it. So that's these Rishonim. It touches on another topic we're not going to go into now, but that touches on the issue of when you have a meal on a Yom Tainis, what do you do with the Boi Priya Guffin? Do you give it to a katan or not? Are we concerned with this issue of chinach that by giving it to a katan on a fast day? So we'll see the different Rishonim. There'll be some Rishonim who just say, yeah, you don't give the katan wine on a time where you can't drink either, but that we'll get into. So either way, So that's the second sheet in the Rishonim, that we don't make. So the Ramban sheet is no Havdalah ala Kos. We don't We don't make Havdalah Lakos at all. Because we're aniyim, and after the time Tisha B'Av is over, it's too late. The second sheet is, no, we make Havdalah Lakos and we give it to a katan. The third sheet is that they clearly paskin like the other opinion in the Gemara. That you can, and that's the way we paskin. That you can make Havdalah Kol HaShabbos Kulo. You can make Havdalah for 3 days. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So therefore, Saturday night we make a borei. This is what we do halach l'maisa. Saturday night we make a borei ma'orei ha'esh. We don't make a besamim because it's Tisha B'Av, and therefore we're not going to make a besamim at all. And then Sunday night after Tisha B'Av, again, it gets into what are you going to be drink? What are you going to be making Havdalah over? But if you're going to be making Havdalah over wine or grape juice, you'll be making a Borei Pri HaGafen. If you're making it over Chama Medina, you're making it over beer, you'll make a Shahako. But you just make the Bracha, then you do Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. So, because we paskin that you have until Tuesday to make Havdalah, and therefore it's no problem making Havdalah Sunday night, because that's the way we pass. And it's an interesting discussion. Is this a magical 3 days? Like, what do we do like on Yontif? Let's say if Yontif's over Monday night, Tuesday night you want, and a person forgets to make Havdalah. You didn't make Havdalah, Motzai Yontif. Do I have 3 days to make it up or not? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, you don't, there's no magical theme of 3 days. He thinks, you know, maybe, he says, you can't, he says, maybe you still have the next day, maybe because Hayom Holach Achar Halayla, so therefore he says you have the next day. Like basically, if Yontif is over Monday night, you have Tuesday Shkia, but that's it. There's no 3 day thing. It's only because Shabbos, we're the beginning of the week versus the second week. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses, let's say someone forgets to make Havdalah Motzai Rosh Hashanah. So, okay, so according to Rav Yeki Eger, make it some, if Rosh Hashanah is over Monday night, so make it Tuesday. It's a little problem. But what happens after Rosh Hashanah? On the calendar, somehow some Gedalia always pops up. And some Gedalia you can't eat or drink. So the question is, so by Yontif, we're assuming if you wait day after the fast, it's too late to make Havdalah. So you don't have that option. So kind of like the Ramban saying on Tisha B'Av. So Rosh Hashanah discusses the issue, what about making Havdalah over a coast during the day and giving it to a katan to drink? So, you know, it touches on, you know, on that issue we have before. But that's a halach l'maisa, we paskin that you make Havdalah on. So again, the three shitas of the Rishonim, the Ramban, no Havdalah alakos at all. The other shita, you make Havdalah alakos, but you give it to a katan. And the third shita, the way we follow is we make Bor Me'ra'esh Saturday night, we don't make Pisamim at all that week, and we make Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. What do we make Havdalah over? Is that? That's the same issue, or perhaps maybe one could argue this year might be different because it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, so really the time we're making Havdalah, it's already the 11th day of Av. Because we know the famous Gemara tells us, it's a Machlokas in the Gemara in Tainis. I think it's Rav Yochanan says, if I was around when they picked the day of Tisha B'Av, I would have picked the 10th day of Av. Because why? Because the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th of Av. However, and everyone agrees to that. So why did the Chachamim pick the 9th day of Av? The Chachamim picked the 9th day of Av because Tchilaso Prinyaso Adif, the beginning is always the worst. So that's why, that's our minig. In a normal year, when Tisha B'Av is over, which is over on the 9th of Av, we're always strict not to do all the things we're strict on during the 9 days, we wait until after Chatzos. Because, in deference, because the 10th day was the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so that's why we're strict. However, this year, the time we make Havdalah, the time Tisha B'Av is over, it's going to be day 11. So then I would say there's nothing to worry about. So by many things, we don't have to worry about. But the Ramah brings down regarding Basar V'Yayin, that since it's the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and we're fasting on Tisha B'Av or the 10th Basar, therefore we should go ahead. It's not a day which is appropriate to have meat and wine. So it is an issue for Havdalah, but strictly speaking, we think, well, it's not even an issue at all because it's the 11th of Av. It happens to be, we're machma even for the 11th of Av regarding meat and wine, not to have it to the next day. Other things you could start doing the night before. So the question then is, so what do we do for Havdalah? So it's similar to the shiloh we just had. I guess I could say whatever you did last week, you do this week. But so the different sheets is, the Machaber seems to say, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, you make Havdalah over wine. That's it. You make Havdalah over wine and the person drinks it. And the Ramah, he says, you make Havdalah over wine also. But he says you should preferably give it to a katan. But he's mode, if there's no one around, you could drink it also. So he's also saying, Maker Adin, there's no problem with wine. He thinks the preferable thing is to give the wine to the katan, while the Machaber doesn't have a problem with, he says, you should drink it, which could touch into our other issue we were discussing, we'll get into, which could be the Machaber Shita, in a general Shita, if you can't do it yourself, you don't give it to a katan to do, in terms of, that could tie into the issue of, we'll see the differences, what do you do on Tisha B'Av, or perhaps on a fast day, between Tzvari and Ashkenaz, what do you do with the wine? Who drinks it? Who drinks it on Tisha B'Av? Who drinks it on Yom Kippur? So it ties into that issue. So either that's the sheet of the Machaber. Both hold Maker and Din wine's okay. The Machaber has no problem with the person drinking even L'chatchila. And the Ramah seems to say, best to give it to a katan, but if not, okay. However, a lot of the other posts can bring down. They introduced Chama Radina, baking over beer. So, again, whichever minute you're going to follow, you can follow. But to me, the issue seems to be, you seem to be choosing which one you want to be more machmer in or meko. In other words, should I be more machmer in Hilchas Havdalah? And i.e. means, that means you should make it over wine because there are shitas in the Rishonim that if you have wine available, then you can't make it over Chama Medina. So Al Tilchas Havdalah, even though those who might say even, they might, that could be the Nakuda, that could also be part of the issue, whether you hold, could you make it over Chama Medina when you do have wine available? That could tie in the issue also. But if you're more machmer in Hilchas Havdalah, you're more machmer in the laws of the 9 days. So to me, I would think it makes more sense to be machmer in Hilchas Havdalah, because number one, according to the Rambam, Havdalah is daraisa. Even though according to everybody, drinking the wine of Havdalah is only derabanan, but still it's a derabanan, which is mikaro min haTorah. Not drinking wine during the 9 days is only a minig, and during Shul Shachobo, maybe a minig midina gemara, but it's only a minig, so I would think to be more machmir by that. But nevertheless, many poskim say they think it's better to drink Chama Radina. To me, I don't really, the Machaber makes sense to me is, why is it a Shaila? Havdalah is a mitzvah. So why isn't a Havdalah enough of a mitzvah where you could, where it's enough to drink wine? The Machaber seems to be learning that you have to make Havdalah over wine, and therefore, not that you can't make it over Chama Medina, but basically, if you have the option of making it over wine, that's what you have to do, and that's what even the Gemara says in Nazir, in a different context, that even a Nazir, perhaps, could drink wine, Yayin Mitzvah, Kiddush and Havdalah. So that's this is like you could have meat during a Siyam, so that's the Pashas to me, that if you assume, unless you, either you're assuming that maybe you don't need wine for Havdalah, that of course everyone, most of that's what we assume, halacha, that, but that's more if everyone agrees you're allowed to use Chama Medina if you don't have wine available. It's not as simple if you do have wine, but they might learn that during the night, since the minig is not to drink wine, so we view it like you don't have wine. So again, that could be, you know, different issues in terms of the minhagim. So the bottom line is, just remember, if you're going to make it over wine or grape juice, then make sure, remember to say bo'e pri agafen. Many people forget, if you're used to making it over wine and then you use beer, they forget and they say bo'e pri agafen instead of shahako, and then that's a hilchus brachas problem. You're not yotze. So therefore, if you are going to use beer, which I won't be since I don't drink beer, you know, make sure you make it shahako. And this too, and then probably, as I think, the best thing is probably using grape juice, because number one is, really, even though the minhag is not to drink grape juice during the 9 days, but really the two reasons why you don't drink wine during the 9 days don't really apply to grape juice, how people love this. Because number one is, it's Alts Mishanichnas Adar Mishanichnas Av Mim'atim B'Simcha. So wine brings simcha, grape juice doesn't bring simcha. And the other reason the post can bring down is, the reason why we don't have wine and meat is because to remember that we have the Churban HaBayis today, and we can't bring karbanos, and we can't pour wine on the Mizbeach, so grape juice was pasul for the Mizbeach anyway. So really, a pisvara, one could argue that grape juice perhaps could be mutter during the night. Nevertheless, the minig is not to drink it, but certainly, for Havdalah, that if, you know, you have one, you know, perhaps drinking, making Havdalah over grape juice, you know, might be a little better than wine. But either way, whether you use wine, grape juice, or beer, or Chama Medina, either way, Yesha Mi Lismach, it's only, you know, either it's the dinder abundant of drinking the wine of Havdalah, or versus the issue of not drinking wine during the 9 days. So either way, those are the different issues that come up regarding Havdalah by Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. Again, our meaning is Bori Maori Asia night, no B'Samim at all that year, and then you make Hamavdah Ben Shechol, and either you make it over, depending on what you're making it over, a Bori Pri Agafen or a Shahako.